Here now at East Practice for the East-West Shrine Game, I'm Fran Duffy, joined by NFL Draft Insider Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. And Tony, let's focus here in some 11-on-11 action on the defensive line. And a lot of talk now with the Eagles, will they be a 3-4, will they be a 4-3? It'll be very interesting to see, but let's focus here on defensive end Victor Ochi from Stony Brook, the left defensive end, number 91 here. What have you seen from Ochi? He's up from your neck of the woods in Stony Brook.
Yeah, just very athletic, very explosive. Looked like the best athlete of all the defensive linemen. A little bit small going up against Brandon Shell, the big offensive tackle here from South Carolina. But you see him there. He's able to get off the snap with an explosive first step, quickly change direction, really without losing momentum. His problem is his size. I mean, he measured in at just over 6 feet this morning, 244 pounds. I mean, is he a one-gap defensive end? Is he an outside linebacker? One thing we know is he's a vicious pass rusher, which is going to make him a commodity come draft weekend.
Now, I know when we first got here, Tony, you were parked over by the defensive line, and you were watching those guys. Compared to the other players here from the bigger schools, does he look out of place, or is he a guy that looks the part?
Like I said, hands down, he is the best athlete of the defensive linemen. When they were doing many of their drills, he stood out. He was quick. He was fast. He was on balance as well. He wasn't really pushing it. So, you know, again, the issue for him is he a one-gap defensive end? Is he an outside linebacker in a 3-4 system? You know, or is he a guy that you can move around? He's a vicious defender who likes to take part in the action. And I think you saw it right there when he beat Brandon Shell, who probably has about 100 pounds on him.
Very, very interesting guy. Well, right next to him, number 97, defensive tackle Javon Hargrave from South Carolina State. An interesting guy, another small school player, very disruptive at the lower level. What have you seen from Hargrave on tape as well as here at the Shrine practice?
Yeah, so far he's not been much of a playmaker here during the early part of practice that he was at South Carolina State. But he's a guy, he's got a great lineman's build. He's very quick off the snap. He uses his hands well, plays with constant leverage. And, you know, as we've talked in previous years, it's not just about being big. It's about getting low, keeping your pads down, and getting leverage on opponents. You see him here up against, I'm not sure who that is. It looks like Valancourt, the kid from Canada, blows right by him. Again, at the next level, is Hargrave, is he going to be more of a gap occupier or a playmaker? Let's see what happens the next today as well as the next 2 days, because he's the type of prospect that if he comes here and really plays well, he can improve and boost his draft stock.
Well, one guy that I know people are very excited to see whether or not he can boost his draft stock in the Philadelphia area is Penn State defensive lineman Anthony Zettel, number 98. You see him there right in the middle of your screen. They've played him at defensive end and at defensive tackle here. Zettel was a really big name coming into the year, kind of tallied off a little bit, lost a little bit of the headlines to his teammate Austin Johnson. What do you think, what can Zettel do to improve his stock here this week?
Well, you mentioned it. I mean, the versatility to line up at several positions. You know, you see him here at defensive tackle. The guy plays hard. He's very competitive, which is going to endear himself to a coach at the next level. Going up against the big Michigan State lineman there, good first step. That's the problem is once he gets blocked, that's Fan Cooper of Mississippi who was able to control him. Once he gets blocked, he stays blocked. He's a terrific player. He's very intense. I just don't know that he's a great athlete and is anything other than a late-round pick.
Well, right there on the screen with him, number 94, Dean Lowry from Northwestern, another guy that can line up at a number of different spots. I know when I watched him, he lined up over the center. He lined up over the tackle. He can drop in coverage. He can hold up against the run. Very versatile guy. The question is, how consistent is he? What have you seen from Lowry both here and on tape?
Yeah, consistent. How strong is he? You see him there. He's a tall guy, over 6'4". He's got a bit of a thin build. Plays smart football. He's not just a guy who pins his ears back and rushes up the field. Again, you see him right there. Sets the edge. Gets off the snap with a quick first step, remains with his assignments, plays with good knee bend, and rather than just mindlessly rushing up the field, stays in his position in case the running back turns it around to the outside. So, you know, you expect a guy from Northwestern to play smart football, and that's exactly what he does.
Well, let's focus on one more play here for the defensive line as we continue to wrap up practice here at the first day of practice. Romeo Okwara, the defensive end from Notre Dame on the far side of the field, number 45, a guy that certainly looks the part. You know, when you look at some of these other defensive linemen, what have you seen from Okwara so far?
Yeah, and he's very athletic. I mean, in drills, he's been very athletic. He's quick. He's explosive. Has made some plays in scrimmage. You see him here against Phelan of Memphis, who he should destroy, but that's the problem with him. Once a bigger offensive lineman gets his hands on him, game is over. He can't get off block. So, you know, like some of the other players we mentioned, is he an every down lineman at the next level? I don't think so. I think he's more of a situational type player. player.
Well, Tony, we've got a full week of action here at the East-West Shrine Game to get into. For Tony Pauline, I'm Fran Duffy. We'll talk to you soon.